shall we pray?
Our gracious eternal Father, once again, we bring to you glory and honor, for you alone is worthy of our praise, of our worship, of our adoration, of our thanks, because you are the only one that was found worthy to take the book from the hand of it that sat on the throne and to loose and open the seals thereof. We thank you because you are the one that gave your life for us to redeem us from corruptions, the perversions, the manipulations of the devil. You said in your word that for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. We are grateful that you have done that. Our prayer, gracious Lord, as we assemble in your presence, is that you will give us faith that we need to partake of that victory that you have won for us once and for all. Oh, Father, help us, Lord. We are your people. We are the works of your hand. You are the great master. Lord, where we need your help, may you come quickly and help us there, Father. We present ourselves to you this morning, being given the opportunity to witness another beautiful Sunday morning that will commemorate your resurrection. We pray, O God, that the power of that resurrection will strike every one of us to cause the dead to come to life, to cause sicknesses to flee, to cause deliverance to be wrought, to cause Holy Spirit to be given, to cause, Master, your power, Lord, to be manifested in the lives of your people. Lord, forgive our sins and our shortcomings. Let nothing whatsoever that the enemy can point a accusing finger stand between us and you. Gracious Lord, let your blood speak for us. We believe that your blood is atoned, is speaking better things on our behalf than the blood of your, because we believe that for our sake you came to the world in flesh to die. You died, shed your blood for the atonement of our sins. And Lord, you resurrected the third day and ascended to heaven and sent your spirit down on the day of Pentecost. And ever since, that spirit has been here calling sons and daughters of yours unto yourself. Gracious Lord, continue that work in our midst today. Glorify your name, Lord. We have come, Master, to be fed of you, to be quickened by the food you are feeding us with, to be transformed by the food you are feeding us with. Don't let us be left out when you are doing this. Don't let the enemy cheat us to this. Every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of doubt, oh God, that the devil uses to rob people of the presence of God, may you undertake for us, Lord. May you weaken the power of the spirit of unbelief and doubt. May we be victorious there, Lord. At the end of the day, your name will be glorified. Thank you, Father. Help us this morning again as you have been helping us in the past. We appreciate you. We commit ourselves to you that your spirit divine that brought the world will take preeminence. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves to the Sunday school again. The Lord bless you. Yeah, the interpreter in Yoruba is at the back. So if you are, if you depend on the interpretation, please, you can go to them at the back. Let the interpreters raise their hand so that maybe somebody in the congregation is there. You can look at the back, you see the hand of the interpreter. I see. All right. As we open our Bible to Revelation chapter 6, in continuation of the teaching, of our teaching on the revealed seven seals. We read chapter 6. Verse 7 and verse 8. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast, say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. and his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him, and power was given unto them over the fourth part of the heart to kill with swords and with hunger and with deaths and with the beasts of the earth. The Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. God bless you. You can please be seated. We thank the Lord again for the grace of God. I'm trusting the Lord to help me to get down with the fourth seal in this Sunday school. As much as time will permit us, we will try. God helping us. God bless you. Now, reading from here, we will not go back to so much. But here in this fourth seal, the prophet really didn't have much background. It is one of the seals that is so voluminous in its interpretation. More voluminous in its own interpretation. The interpretation started from right from about 104 paragraph, and it lasted up till about 378 paragraph, the interpretation. Pray the Lord will help us this morning as we move into it. The Lord helped our prophet, and we believe that is our help as well. Now, reading from paragraph, you have to be very fast with me as I make requests for this, so that we are all in it together. Now, from paragraph 22, the prophet was trying to say that we have noted now that the breaking of the seals, now this is the fourth seal. I'm not going to give background, but just to remind us, we have looked at the first seal, we have looked at the second seal, we look at the third seal. So this is the fourth seal. And where we read here talks about the pale horse rider. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beast of the earth. Now, the Lord help us now to understand this. It is a mystery. Now we have noticed now that the breaking of the seals, it is the sealed book of redemption. And then the book is rolled up like a scroll, just like the old way was. We have shown that that scroll the other time, when we were showing that it's rolled up like a scroll, like that. To open it, you have to tear the seal, which the lamb has to do. You can see the seal on that thing. Seal one roll, see the other one. If you count the seal, you see there are seven. And if you count the rolls too, you see there are seven. That the seal is holding. You cannot see the content that is inside until you break this first seal. It is when you break one that you have access to the content inside. And so it wasn't a book of this type, like this. It's not a book of this type. Because this is just recently come in. This kind of books in the last, 150 years or something, 200. And then they will roll it up, then leave the hand loose. Just like the hand that you've seen there. Leave the hand loose. And as I told you how it was done, and scriptures, where to find it, and in Jeremiah, and so forth. Then the next was rolled around. Then the hand left loose, and it's like that. Praise be to God. Each one was a seal, and it was a seven seal book. It was the seven seal book of redemption. Book of redemption. The prophet keep emphasizing that it is the book of redemption, and the redemption plan was hidden inside. God did not make it known how he's going to carry it out. Though you might be asking,
that, oh, but Jesus came into the world. Everybody knew that Jesus came and died and the rest of it. So what's the significance of this seed that you're talking about? We will get to understand as we continue. Praise be to God. There are specific things that God hid in there, and that's what we've been looking at. Now, I want you to understand, because the prophet made us to know, that even a mystery, when it is revealed, there's still an element of mystery left in it. That it will take the supernatural, that will take revelation for individual to catch it. So because it's not a word of, it's not just like a chemistry, biology, mathematics that just anybody can just speak and you just read them and you can get the formula, memorize the formula and apply when you are giving mathematical questions. It's not like that. Because it's a book of mystery that requires revelation. And that's why many people disagree with the revelation given to the prophet, you know, from these things. Praise be to God. And then no one in heaven or in heart or beneath the heart was worthy to open it or even to look upon it. And John wept because he could find no man. Because if that book was not taken out of the hand of the original owner, where it has been lost by Adam and Eve and went back after they forfeited their right of the world, the promise, their inheritance, then everybody's lost. Remember, they control the heart. It was an amateur God. That was Adam. For he was a son of God. And the son of God, an amateur God. Now, that tiny contrary to the scripture. I know that sounds strange. That Adam was amateur God. He was. Because he gave them to those animals. And many, many other things that the prophet said he had the power to do. It was the first Adam. Jesus Christ was the second Adam. So, what first Adam lost, the power that is not that what the second Adam came to restore to us, and the second Adam returned it to us, we saw that in the ministry of the prophet. Even we have seen that right from the time that the church was born on the day of Pentecost. The power of the Almighty God creating. So to say that Adam was an amateur God was not out of the scripture. So, and Jesus said, if you can call them who the work of God comes to, and say, if you call them, the word of God comes to gods, how can you condemn me when I say I am the son of God? Well, a man, if you become born in the family of your family name, you are a son and part of your family. Then when sin came in, we find out the man crossed the chasm, and the blood of bulls and goats were introduced to cover the sin of man, but did not remit it, only covered it until the re-bleach came. That could take the stain of sin and break it completely to pieces and send it back upon its original perverter. That was Satan. You see? When he got back to Satan, he waits his time of eternal annihilation. Now, that shows what we believe. We believe that he will absolutely be done completely away and annihilated. That's Satan. And his attributes and his subjects, all of them will be annihilated. I believe that sin will be broken up. And when it is confessed upon the basis of the blood of Jesus Christ, it is like dropping it. It's like dropping a drop of blank ink in a box, in a bunch of Clorox bleach. It just breaks it into the chemicals and sends it plumb back to where it comes from. See? And that's the way the blood of Jesus Christ does. To the sin of man. Confessed sin. Scripturally confessing. When we scripturally, messagically confess our sins, then, the blood of Jesus takes care of that sin. The blood of Jesus breaks that sin into pieces and sends it back to where it comes from, which is Satan. And then Satan is going to bear the punishment of it at the end of the day. Oh, then that set a man across the chasm again as a son of God. Why? The creative power of God is in him. And at least, whenever God can command it to be done, it will be done. God bless you. All right? Now, paragraph 104. I'll start with that. In paragraph 104, the prophet made us to know, talking about the fourth seal, that the fourth seal opened. The lamp opened the fourth seal, then the seal opened to John in symbol, and then appearance of the fourth beast that announced the opening of the seal are the things we want to consider here. Paragraph 104. Now, the prophet said if he got all talking away. Move it down. Yeah. And when he had opened the fourth seal, this is the beginning now,
I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come. See. Now, when the Lamb had opened the first seal, let's stop there now. The first seal. Now, who opened it? The Lamb. Was anybody else worthy? No one else could do it. No, the Lamb opened the first seal. The fourth beast, the living creature like an eagle, said to John, come, see what the fourth beast, the fourth mystery of the plan of redemption. You see? So it's the plan of redemption that is sealed up. See, the plan of redemption has been hidden in this book because the Lamb was opening it. In other words, that's what he was saying. There is a fourth mystery here. I have showed you in symbol. Now, John, I don't know whether you understand it or not. That was the fourth beast talking to John like that. But he wrote down what he saw, but it was a mystery, still in symbol. So he wrote what he saw. Then the Lamb was breaking the seals. The Lamb was breaking the seals. And God still wasn't going to reveal it. It was left for the last days. Despite John saw, you know, the riders. But the riders were in symbols. Nobody understood what the riders meant. Many people have put their private interpretation to it, even including the prophet. But the promise that in the day when the seventh angel shall sound, when it shall begin to sound, then the mystery of God should be finished, as it has declared to his servants the prophet. Now let me say this. It might be very difficult for the theologians to link up the scriptures together. We make reference to the scripture, we make reference to so many scriptures for the end time. But I want to emphasize again, as we have always been said, that it takes the man that is called by God to be shown. It takes God to call a man, and it takes God to show the man his purpose. If I know, now let me make it very simple. If in the grace and the mercy of the Lord, I, that is nobody, born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lie, if I could be made to know my ministry, are you with me? If I could be I could be made to know my ministry before I started. That I could, by revelation, by dream, that I could know my ministry. That by God's grace, I am called to be a teacher in the ministry before I started preaching at all. Do you want to tell me a man that is a dispensational messenger will not know the scripture that are written concerning him? The ministry, the teaching ministry is vindicated in your presence. You can be aware that that is the truth. So how much more the messenger of the age under which I operate? Wouldn't he know the scripture that are written concerning him? Answer that question. And let your doubt be dissolved. If simple human beings like evangelists will identify his ministry and you see it, why would the messenger, the star messenger of the age, not identify the scriptures that are written in the Bible? What about John the Baptist? How did he identify? And he didn't go to school. And like we learned, at the age of 9, he left for the wilderness. The man, he said, he that called me told me that on whom I will see the Spirit descending. It is he who baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And when they came to him and said, are you the Messiah? Are you this? Are you that? He said, I am not. But I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Isaiah chapter 40. He referred them back to the scripture that promised, that spoke about him. He didn't put no point in whether they believed it or not. That was the problem. So when we are saying that Abraham is talking about this scripture, you better believe for the sake of the salvation of your soul. You better believe. Praise be to God. This is one of the reasons that the time is our enemy. Wherever God helps us to get to. And the first be the living creature like an eagle, said to John. Okay, I think we are done with that area. Now, paragraph 107. The Lamb was breaking the seal. Yeah. We have, yeah.
were breaking the seal, was still going to reveal it. It was left for the last days. Yes, that's why we are seeing. Now, we had symbols, and we are prodded at it, and done every good sometimes. See, done very good sometimes, see? But we know it's moved right on. But now, in the last days, we can look back and see where it has been, and that is supposed to be done. That at the end of the church age, just before the rapture.
Praise be to God. All right. Let me read this along.
How anyone can get the church going through the tribulation? The prophet said he doesn't know. The church is not going to go through the great tribulation. Because very soon, rapture will take place and the great tribulation will set in.
That has already been established.
And so we want to now say the rider of the prophet said the appearance of the beast that announced the opening of the seal.
Paragraph 110.
Now the first beast we find, if you notice, the first beast we find was a lion, a living creature. Find that in the book, in the church ages. And then the second beast, I believe, was the face of an ox or a calf. And then the third beast was the face of a man. But the first beast was the face of an eagle, which was the one that announced the fourth seal. Right? Now, that's exactly the way we got them. Rotating just exactly like that. And that's exactly the way they have even placed in the book here. And then, as a great teacher, at one time in Florida, teaching, saying, then, as a great teacher, it was a great teacher that was speaking there. You know, he talked about that the church, that the book of Acts is a scaffold. He said it's not the foundation to be built the church upon. The prophet said, well, the man was not speaking by the Holy Spirit. And so, now I want you to notice, 113, come and see. I want you to notice again before this. Now, here is the last of the riders to reveal the working of the Antichrist. The prophet said, tomorrow now we'll strike souls under the altar, which is the fifth seal. So the next night, the judgment, which is the sixth seal, that the next night going away, the end of the age, end of time of all things. So that's the seventh seal. Notice now, on this, we find that this fellow here is an eagle. This living creature that is poured from here now, or in other words, there are four different ages of it. There was an eagle of the lion, and we find out this being the fourth age. Praise be to God. So the prophet speaks of the rider of the pale horse was the same rider who has been riding the first, the second, and the third. He rode the first horse, which was white. He rode the second horse, which was red. He rode the third horse, which was black. So the fourth horse that he's riding now is pale. So the prophet told us that this pale is a combination of the first three horses that he has ridden.
Praise be to God.
He said, come and see the fourth mystery of the book of redemption that's been hidden in this book. Come and see. And John went to see and he saw a pale horse. And again, the same rider upon this pale horse. Now, he has a name called Death. Now, notice, none of the other rider, none of the other horses, or no time that this rider ever rode, that man had no name. When he was riding the white horse, he had no name. When he riding the red horse, he had no name. When he riding the third horse, he had no name. But now that he's riding the fourth horse, he has a name. And his name was Death. But now he is called Death. It is not mentioned initially. So he is revealed now. What he is Death. Well, how can you linger on that for? Oh, how we could linger on that for a summer and make it replay. But anything that is against the real has to be death. Anything that is against the real thing, the word of God, that is against life, is death.
Abi?
That's right. Again, because there are only two subjects, that's life and death. And that proves that the Holy Spirit's revelation of this in the light is exactly the truth. The anti E is death. Because the word, as we will see later here, is life. The word is life. He said, the word that I speak unto you, their spirit and their life. That Lord Jesus Christ. And this man is called Death. He's called Death. Now, it was not mentioned of the other times of this rider. But since now, it is now mentioned that he's called Death. But under the revelation of the lion, I want to read this close. So I'll be sure. I wrote down some of the places standing here under the revelation of the lion's age. Not under the revelation of the lion's age, or the first age, the early age. This wasn't revealed. The next age was the age of the hawks, which is in the dark age, the middle age. It wasn't revealed as it was. Did you see now? The prophet is saying the next age was the age of the hawks, which is the dark age. I want you to be following. Because I told you initially that as the receipts were revealed, more information were being given to the prophet over what he initially knew in the first seal. The first seal was not as comprehensive as the second seal. More information even about the first seal was given to the prophet in the second seal. Initially, they weren't placed the way they have been placed now. But by the time we get to the fifth seal, you will see everything plain. Hallelujah. Alright? So, the next age was the age of the ox, which is the dark age, the middle age. It wasn't revealed as what it was then, not the man-like beast of wisdom representing the reformers, Luther and Wesley. Can you see that? Yeah, we are coming home, and so forth. It wasn't revealed, but in the ego age, the last age, the prophetic age, where there is to rise prophetic utterance, see, to whom the secrets always come. The prophet is telling us that these things were not known in the first church age, in the second church age, in the third, in the fourth, in the fifth, in the sixth. It's only in this seventh, which is the last, that these things will be known. Praise be to God. All right, to save our time, let's move to paragraph 116. Okay, I think I've read to this point. Okay. We are progressing gradually. All right. 143, the fourth beast that announced the opening of the first seal. 143. Now remember, now in the first age was lion age. That was the lion of the tribe of Judah, Christ. His own influence of life, taking that age. Are you there? Influence of his own life. The lion of the tribe of Judah, taking that age. That's the first beast, which means power. That answered by human voice. That answered by human voice. The next age was the ox age, or the dark ox rider's age. See? Now, reason that this first age was a white age, as I have always had people say that first rider, the white, was the power of the church, went forth to conquer. And we found out it was given a crown, that was it. It was the church. It was the church. But where did he go to? Went to Rome. That's where he did. He received his crown. Now, the second age was a red horse rider, which was the dark age. The Tartarian church age. That was the red. And now, the next age was the man of the age which was the black horse rider, and it was the age of the reformers. See? The voice that spoke. Now, the black horse rider, that was the Antichrist. But the one that was speaking in that age was represented as man. And that's wisdom. Smart. Shrewd. See? And they didn't get it. See? They didn't. They didn't name him. They just said it went forth. They did not give the name. The names were not known until now, before their names will be known. Okay? But now, when comes forth the eagle age, God always likened his prophets to eagles. He calls himself an eagle. The eagle goes high, their heart, nothing else can touch him. Not only is he up there, but he's built for that position. Of course, we know the eagle. A crow, a hawk, cannot go as high as the eagle goes. Even if he attempts to do that, he cannot see. Because the eyes and the prophet said, it has to be prayed for that purpose. So the wing has to be designed for that. He has to be, his body has to be built for that. And then the eyesight, because the farther he goes, the farther the eagle goes, the clearer he sees the ground. You know? So, but you let a crow try to fly with an eagle or a hawk, either one, he would disintegrate. He's got to be prioritized for where he goes. That's the trouble today. Some of us don't get prioritized. We explode too quick, you see, when we are jumping, but we got to be prioritized. When you get up there and have the keen sight of the eagle to see what's coming and know what to do, yeah, the eagle age reveal it. Now, we find out that eagle age was promised in Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Brother is referring to the scripture again. Chapter 10, verse 7. And in Malachi chapter 4, you know, that will be in the last days. See? That's right. That it will be here. Praise be to God. Now, the pale horse rider, as the prophet has made us to know, is the fourth rider, which combines the powers of the rest of the horse riders. Now, let us see what the prophet says about it. Merciful God. All right. We will see what we are going to do about this. See the rider, the first place as an antichrist. He was dead to begin with, but he was innocent then. Then he received a crown, a triple one. When he did, then he be united. Satan united his church and the state. That was the previous, because he was over both of them. In the third seat, that's what we say, that Satan united both political power and the religious power together. The political power is the state power, the government. He got the government power support with his own religious power, and with that, whoever he wanted to kill, he could kill by that time, because he had the support of the state. So, which means those that were in the state, in the government, were members of the church. That's what it means. Majority of them were members of the church. And so if anybody kick against the church, you are kicking against the government. And then they wedged their sword. They wedged their power. So they could sway it wherever they wanted. And that was where he was able to do that. You know, in the fourth age. And he, because sword, great sword was given to him, and with the power that he had, you know, united with the state, he could kill anybody by that. And that's why he killed 68 million Protestants. That's what the prophet is still referring to. And then, the prophet said, in St. Matthew, the devil there presented the kingdom to Jesus Christ. He tempted him, because he had the kingdom in his hand. The prophet said, he presented the kingdom to Jesus Christ to offer him for free. But the prophet said, that was a temptation. Because he wanted Jesus to take it for free, so that later he could come back to claim it. But Jesus Christ didn't. Because Jesus knew he will come and pay for it. The prophet used a type for us, that same type with Abraham. When Abraham was looking for a place of a burial for his wife, the people offered him for free. But Abraham told them that, no, I'm not going to get it for free. I am going to pay for it. So that tomorrow you don't tell people that you are the one that gave Abraham that place for free. And so that you won't have entitlement to it any longer. And that is why from today, everybody, you know, all the, you know, around that place, they were buried in Machpelah. Because Abraham told us that Abraham and the rest of them knew that at Machpelah, where the resurrection would take place. So Abraham was buried there, Isaac was buried there, Jacob was buried there, even Job was buried there. Abraham told us that how Abraham knew Job was buried there, because he was a prophet. That they were all prophets. That was why they knew that they were able to take that decision, because they were prophets. They could see and understand spiritual things. Praise be to God. So Jesus Christ was given the kingdom of the world, because Satan told Jesus that it belongs to me. He said, I'll give it to whoever I want. And he offered it to Jesus. You know, just like the devil offers beautiful, wonderful things, attractive things to us today, to boy and girl, to old and young, every one of us. The devil comes and tempts to non-Christians and Christians. He tempts everybody. He presents it to us. But we are to use the thinking man filter to look at what is presenting to us, because that's what he failed from. He could not discern. The prophet said, if he was confused about one promise. Because Adam knew what he was doing. Adam was not confused. Adam decided to do what he did. Praise be to God. So in this fourth horse, if you will notice, the first one was white, and then the next one was red, and the next one was black, and the fourth one. And all these other three were represented in it. In other words, this fourth horse combine the white, the color. When you combine white, red, and black together, it gives you pale. Because pale is red and white, and so mixed together. You see? It was all mixed in this one horse, see? And there it become four. Or actually, the three in one. And it was all mixed up in the one thing. Now, you can then imagine, if all the power, the wickedness, in the first, the deception in the first church age, the manipulation in the second church age, in the third to the fourth, that he did every evil power that he had, he now combined everything in the fourth seal and the fourth horse that is riding. The fourth horse that is riding, here that we see, who was the announcer of the fourth horse? The man that has the face of ego. Isn't it? This is the fourth seal. Who announces it? It is the ego. This is the age. The pain horse rider is in the Laodicean church age. Are you with me? This will be clearer when we get back to the fifth seal. God bless you. Yeah. Now, four. He is the four here. Antichrist. White, second, first prophet, red, third, vicar of heaven, and hath, and purgatory. Black, fourth, the beast, pale horse. Satan being kicked out of heaven. You want to read that? Read Revelation chapter 12, verse 13. Satan being kicked out of heaven. Then in Revelation 3:1, he is incarnate in the person of the beast. Well, by God's grace, I will see how we manage this and bring it together with the fifth seal. Let's bow our heads. God bless you.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for your wonderful grace that brought us to church this morning from far and near. Thank you very much, O Lord, for your grace abundantly upon your servant this morning again. Thank you very much for how far your grace has helped him. Thank you very much, O Lord, our God, for granting us the spirit to listen attentively and to absorb this into our heart. Lord, spiritual things can only be understood by spiritual man. May your grace come down, Lord. One more time, as the service continues, may you help us, Heavenly Father, in the meaning service of today, O Lord our God, take absolute control of our heart. Grant unto us understanding and divine revelation from above. May these things never pass over our heart. Yes, O Lord, grant it, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. One more time, Lord, from the oldest of us to the youngest of us, give us, oh Lord, attention in your word. Oh, Father, that the enemy will not subject ourselves, O Lord our God, to sleep and to wander away from you and to be wandering away, O Lord our God, but that the grace of God will come down, O Lord, and minister unto our soul's need. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We are needy people. Help us, Heavenly Father. Our cup are lifted up. May you feel it overflowing. Thank you, our Master. Those who might still be on their way, bring them down safely, Lord. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.